On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Faithful in Old Age. And we learned two things. First, a faithful person keep worshiping God, even in old age. Secondly, a faithful person keep testifying for God unto death. And there are two more things that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Genesis 48 as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Genesis. So get close to your radio and have a Bible handy as we turn to Genesis chapter 47 as we take a look in the book.
But then he goes all the way back and let him know. It just didn't start with me, boys. My granddaddy named Abraham, he walked with God. And my daddy, Isaac, he walked with God. Now I'm walking with God. And God now has blessed me. And I'm praying that God is going to bless you just like he blessed me. He's testifying for the Lord. Listen, how many of you know you need to take some time and testify for the Lord? A lot of time old people, they say, well, I can't stand up and be an usher like I used to stand. I can't do this down at the church like I used to. Well, ain't nothing wrong with your mouth. Come on and open your mouth and testify for the Lord. Yeah, testify for the Lord. See, your children and your grandchildren, they need to know how you got your start with the Lord. They need to know your starting place. How was it, grandmama? How was it, granddaddy? How did you get started with the Lord? When did you first meet the Lord? When did your life first change? How did you know, dear God, that God was speaking to you? They need to know. You need to testify for the Lord. A lot of children today are growing up and they don't know the Lord because they are not getting the testimonies from the saints who have walked with the Lord. Oh, yeah, you need to testify. When you first met the Lord, whether you met the Lord in a church or whether you met him in a shack, it don't matter. What matters is that you met the Lord. And then go on and tell them that it ain't always been good things. No. But God, he took me from over here. He took me through this trial. He took me through this tribulation. He took me through the storm. He took me through the rain, the heartaches, and the pain. And he brought me way over here. I didn't get over there by myself. I didn't get this house by myself. I didn't get these clothes by myself. I didn't get this car by myself. I didn't get this clean life by myself. I didn't get this clean mouth by myself. I didn't get this clean conduct by myself. I didn't get this holy walk by myself. It was God.
It was God. God.
See, they need to know that God is real. But the way your children know that God is real, if they see it in your life, they need to see it in their mama's life, their daddy's life, their grandmama's life, so it can be real in their life.
Testify.
Yeah, testify in your old age. You may can't walk that good, but testify in your old age. You may can't usher like you used to, but testify. You may can't sing like you used to, but testify. You may can't preach like you used to, but testify. You may can't greet like you used to, but testify, testify, testify for the Lord. That's what he did. Yeah, do that in your old age. That's what a faithful person look like. They testify faithfully, even in their old age. But there's a third thing that a faithful person do. They bless others, even in their old age. Yeah, they bless others. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, old people can bless you. Even in the old age. Look right here in the text. Look what he tells Joseph. He tells him right here in verse number 5, "And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which was born unto thee in the land of Egypt, behold, I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine." And then notice down here, the Bible says in verse number, well, we done read 15 and 16. I'm going to just skip to verse number 17. Let me back up and get the context. Verse 11. "And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see your face. And lo, God has showed me also thy seed." You know, showed me these children. He said, "I didn't think I was going to even see you again. But look what God done. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees and bowed himself with his face to the earth." Do you see why God blessed Joseph so? Because he's bound down to his daddy. It's something about respecting old folks. See, when I was a little boy, when the old people came in the house and you were sitting down watching television or something, no, you had to come on, Mr. Johnson. You sat down. Yeah. Even just when you saw old people walking by, you kind of got that attention there. Yeah. You spoke to them. Yeah. Yeah. And that was manners. God watches those little things like that. Look. "And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger." Somebody say the younger. The younger. "And his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly from Manasseh was the firstborn." Now, skip down here to verse number 17. "And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head upon Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people. He shall also be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, Indeed shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh." Oh, do you see what's happening there? He's blessing the younger boy greater than the oldest boy. That's not how it's supposed to be. The oldest boy, by birthright, has the double blessing. But he crossed his hands. Y'all ain't got this. Come here, my brother. Amen. Amen. All right, just stay right there. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, I want you to kneel down for the blessing. Kneel down for the blessing. Kneel down. Both of y'all. Kneel down for the blessing. Y'all getting ready to be blessed. I'm finna bless you good. Kneel down for the blessing. Now, this is the oldest. This is the youngest. This how the hand's supposed to go. The right hand over the oldest. The left hand over the youngest. He gets the double blessing. He get blessed, but it's the lesser blessing. But Israel can't hardly see. He crossed it and put his right hand. So Joseph said, you got it wrong. He tried to, but he said, He kept his right hand. He said, but that's the youngest. But he kept his hand on the youngest. Put his left hand on the oldest. And he blessed the younger with the double portion. With the greater blessing. But look at my hands. Are y'all looking at my hands? Are you looking at my arms? Do you really see what's happening here? This is what I call the cross blessing. This is the cross blessing. Can you see the cross? This is the cross blessing. How many of you know things are rearranged at the cross? How many of you know that at the cross, the first become last and the last become first? At the cross, those in front move to the back and those at the back, they move to the front. What I'm trying to get you to see, the ones that you think is going to be the nobody end up being the somebody. And the ones you think gonna be the somebody. God bless you. That's the cross blessing. That's the cross blessing. That's what happened. See, God says, my ways is not like man's ways. Neither are my thoughts like man's thoughts. Is the heaven is higher than earth, so are my ways. God don't do things. But I'm trying to get you to say, God don't do things like man do things. I don't care who you are, the cross will make a difference in your life. And he blessed them. He blessed them. He blessed them through the cross. He blessed them. How many of you know that's how you get your blessings? Let me leave that alone. Let me rush on. I think I can get the fourth one in. I had a lot more to say there, but I think I can get the fourth one in as I cut this one short. Finally, a faithful person keep believing in the promises of God. Even in their old age. A faithful person keep on believing in the promises of God. Even in their old age. Look here at verse 21. I'm going to make mention of that, then we're done. Look what he says. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die. Check it out. I'm finna die. But God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Look at what he's saying. He says, behold, I die. And notice, it didn't say in verse 21, and Jacob said to Joseph. It says, and Israel said to Joseph. For why did it say, and Israel said to Joseph? That's his born again name. Yeah. See, Jacob was the name that Isaac and Rebecca named. That's what mama them named. But God gives you a new name once you get saved. Yeah. And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die. He said, I'm finna die. And notice what he says. But God, he says, I'm finna die. But God not finna die. He says, and he shall bring you again unto the land of your father. He still believe in the promised land. At 147 years old. Now listen. The amazing thing about this, remember when he first came into the land of Egypt, he was 130. Now he's 147. The famine only lasted 7 years. Matter of fact, 2 years had already went by. And so it was just 5 more years of famine left. Jacob could have easily said, okay, the famine is over with after these 5 years. Famine is over with. Y'all, let's pack up family. Let's go on back home. Right. But notice, he's a man of faith. He's not moved by sight, even in his old age. See, a lot of time people, after a situation is over with, a lot of time people say, okay, well, now it's time to go. And see, we are moved by our own senses. Jacob was not moved by his own senses. See, that's one of our problems. One of our problems, we are impatient with God. Oh, y'all don't want to go with me. I thought y'all said y'all was going to go ride with me all the way to the end. Somebody's trying to get out right now. Look, how many of you know a lot of times you can pull up there at a red light and look like the light is taking too long to change? And because you're in the right-hand lane and ain't nothing coming, you just say, "Go, I'm going to go on and go because this light is taking too long." Jacob could have easily said, God, it's taking too long. I done waited 6 years. I done waited 7 years. I mean, the famine is over with. He bought me here when the famine was going on. Famine is over. Famine been over with for 5 years. They've been over with for 7 years. Been over with 10 years. It's time to go. But he stayed right there saying, I don't know when God's going to bring you back. In other words, Jacob said, I'm not going to be the one that's going to take you back. Why is that? Because I wasn't the one that bought you. And since I wasn't the one that bought you over here, you're going to have to depend on the same one that bought you over here. He can get you from out of here. How many of you know if God bought you in some, God can get you out of some? If you just wait on him. See, Jacob had already waited 5 years, already waited 7 years, already done waited 10 years. But he says, I'm going to keep on waiting. He said, matter of fact, I may not even see it, but I know it's going to happen. That's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, even though I don't see it, I still believe it. Even though it may take 10 years, it may take 50 years, it may take 400 years, because it took 400 years for this promise to come about. How many of you know, even though a person may die, God's promises hadn't died? Oh, it may take more than the day. It may not come tomorrow, but the promise will come if you wait on God. You know, Martin Luther King had this kind of faith, didn't he? You remember the mountaintop speech? He says, I've been to the mountaintop and I done looked over and I done seen the promised land. He says, I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people, we shall get to the promised land. See, it may not come today. It may not come tomorrow. It may not come 10 years from now, but it will come if you just keep holding on to your faith. And the thing I like about this story, he wasn't scared of death. That's the thing about when you done been to the cross, you ain't afraid of death. Why is that? Because you already done picked up the cross every day and following Jesus. You are dying daily to the flesh. So when death do come, you're not afraid of death. For you know that if my outward body be dissolved, I have a building by God, not made with hands. high in the heavens. You ain't scared of death. You can look at death like Paul says, oh, death, where your sting? Grave, where your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You can look at your neighbors, you can look at your children, and you can tell them, hey, y'all, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You can tell your family members when death comes, listen, y'all, I got to move, but God ain't moving. I got to leave ya, but God ain't gonna leave ya. I got to pack up and get out of here, but God ain't gonna get out of here. I got to say bye-bye, y'all. See you later. But God ain't saying to you, bye-bye, see you later. God is saying hello, y'all. Because why is that? Because God promised that he'll never leave you. He promised that he'll never forsake you, that he'll be with you always, even till the end of the age. God is a good God. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And he will never, ever let you down. Do I have a witness today? He won't let you down. He won't let you down. As I come to a close, I heard on the news that there was a couple that had been married 80 years. And they were celebrating their 80th anniversary. They asked the man, how in the world you stay married that long, 80 years? He said, I just tried to make my wife happy. When you focus on one thing rather than a whole bunch of things, you can be faithful in a few things. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. You gave us some examples of Jacob, how to be faithful in our old age. We want to be faithful, Lord, in our old age. And then you even gave a contemporary example of this man and this woman been married 80 years. He just tried to please his wife, that one lady that you gave to him. That's faithfulness, Lord. Help us to be faithful with whatever you have trusted us to. That way when our children, our grandchildren, when folks start looking for somebody that's faithful, they don't have to cut on the television. They don't have to go to the encyclopedia. They can say, come here, let me take you to my granddaddy bedroom. This is a faithful man. Take you over. Let me take you to the den back here where grandmama is at. That's faithful. They've been at it for 50 years, 60 years. Help us to put our hands to the plow and keep going, Lord. Don't look back. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Bread of life. Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.